The 2006 Cattle Industry Convention is just about to get underway, and to give us an overview of the activities that will be taking place here, especially as it relates to the Beef Checkoff and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, is Monty Reese. Monty, why don't you, first of all, just give us a very broad brushstroke, if you will, of the types of things that cattlemen attending this meeting who are participating in the activities, what they'll be doing.
Well, first off, every cattleman who pays the checkoff is welcome to attend these meetings, and they'll get a look firsthand at the decisions that are made with regard to how those checkoff dollars are used, the results they're achieving with them, and the process by which those decisions are made. This is the annual meeting, if you will, for the Beef Board, along with other organizations, and the Beef Board uses this occasion to elect its officers and its executive committee and its members on the operating committee, which is the group that through the year actually makes decisions on what programs will be funded at the national level with checkoff dollars that come to the Beef Board. So for the first couple of days here in Denver, candidates for those elected positions are interviewed by a nominating committee, and it's a pretty rigorous process. And then they will nominate a slate of candidates. We won't actually hold the election until Saturday morning, and there could be other nominations from the floor. It's producers who are making those decisions. Later in the week, we'll have a series of committee meetings. Every Beef Board member serves on at least one committee. The program committee set priorities now as to how checkoff dollars ought to be used, not just this fiscal year, but looking ahead to next fiscal year also, so that we can develop a budget that will fund those programs. And then finally, maybe the most exciting thing at this convention is going to be the presentation for consideration of a new long-range plan for the beef industry. Now, the Beef Checkoff has a role in that plan. There are other elements of the plan that are not checkoff funded, but the Beef Board members will be asked to approve the checkoff portions of that long-range plan and to begin to use it as they set those priorities for program development.
There are 108 members of the Beef Board. Are all of them elected here at this meeting?
No, they're actually appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture, and your number is right today, but it won't be right Saturday, because we'll appoint the new Beef Board members, and the Beef Board gets reapportioned. We're doing it every 3 years now. It's based on cattle inventory numbers. A state gets a Beef Board member for the first 500,000 head of cattle and an additional board member for each 1 million head of cattle thereafter. The states that don't have a lot of cattle, that don't make that 500,000 threshold, are grouped into a region with other adjacent states so that every producer in every state has someone who represents him on the Beef Board. Those candidates are nominated by state groups. They don't have to be cattlemen's associations. They could be any agricultural group that has a strong interest in the cattle industry in that state, say a majority of its members own cattle. So we have a lot of State Farm Bureau Farmers Union, certainly cattle women, dairy organizations. In one state, there are 18 organizations certified to nominate, and they only have two Beef Board positions. So it's competitive in terms of nominations. And then from that list of nominations, the Secretary of Agriculture makes the final selections of members on the Beef Board. And we'll drop from 108 to 104 at this convention. Then we'll reapportion again 3 years from now.
I've got to touch on the Beef Board meeting blog on which we're going to put this interview. This is a new communications vehicle. Can you just tell us what sort of the purpose and what we hope to accomplish with this?
Well, this was an idea that came from some of our progressive, forward-thinking producers who serve on the Beef Board, some of our committees, wanting to know how can we better communicate with producers who pay the checkoff but maybe don't have the time or the wherewithal to come to all the meetings. How can we better communicate with them about what's going on? So the idea was, let's use the Internet. We have this technology. Let's make use of it and try to make it as user-friendly and as alive as we possibly can. And I knew this guy by the name of Chuck Zimmerman, who seemed to understand how to do that. So we're trying this blog for the first time, and I'm excited about it because not only is it an opportunity for producers to understand what's happening at the national level with the people who represent them in terms of deciding how checkoff dollars are to be used, but it also gives them an opportunity to raise questions, to lift up issues. And when you put this on online, we started getting questions pretty early, and I'm excited about that. I think it's working well, and we ought to take advantage of this sort of technology.
Well, that is one of the features of a blog that I think lends itself so well to what you're trying to accomplish, is that you can kind of have a two-way level of conversation. And we will be hoping that and encouraging producers to, you know, make their comments, to ask their questions, and we'll respond as quickly as we can. If we look again over the next couple of days, we have all these committees meeting, and one of the things we do have on the website is separate individual pages for each committee. Do you want to point out any of any committees in particular or issues that they're going to be dealing with that might be of special note?
Well, all the committees are important, but let's look at the International Markets Committee, for example. What's been happening in Japan recently will be a hot topic before that committee. We contract through the U.S. Meat Export Federation to use checkoff dollars. How do they approach that market this year? Do they consider it a closed market? Do they consider it an open market? Because the tactics change a little bit depending on which approach you want to take. The Advertising Committee is always an interesting one. We've dropped our television advertising for the last couple of years. Is that the right strategy? Is it working well? That committee will be discussing those issues. We have a youth influencers committee that is taking a look at this youth market. Are we really doing the right things and enough of the right things to ensure that today's youth will continue to be tomorrow's beef consumers? We have committees that deal with beef safety, committees that deal with issues management. We have committees that deal with producer communications. How are we doing in terms of feedback to producers who pay the checkoff? So there's really a wide variety of things that producers, if they're interested in, can tune in and find out what happened at that particular committee meeting.
Well, thank you very much, Monty Reese. And we are going to hopefully interview you again, get a little wrap-up at the end of this whole convention process. And we'll be conducting interviews with board members and committee members as they become available. And reporting here from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.